咁希望大家俾少少patience， 忍耐。
Please be patient with me。
OK， 咁啱啱過去呢個星期咧係我爹哋媽咪嘅生日。
It was my parents' birthday this past week。
咁佢哋兩個生日咧相差3日嘅啫，所以一定係一齊去慶祝嘅。
Their birthday is only 3 days apart, so we always celebrate together。
咁我記得我細個嘅時候咧，每次生日我都會問爹哋媽咪啊，你哋生日啦，我可以。送啲咩俾你哋咧
？I remember when I was younger, I would always ask, "What can I get for you?"
咁佢哋一定會答，唔使買啲咩嘅，你乖就得啦。
And they would always say, "You don't need to buy anything. Just be a good child."
咁我諗好多父母都可能會咁講。
I'm sure a lot of parents would be able to relate to this.
咁聖經教導我哋，因為神賜俾我哋何等嘅慈愛，我哋稱為佢嘅兒女。
The Bible teaches.That because of God the Father's love, we are called God's children.
咁究竟天父對我哋嘅期望，會唔會好似我哋地上嘅父母對我哋期望咁嘅咧
？And how does our heavenly Father's expectation compare with our parents on earth？
我諗呢啲期望可以以兩條重要嘅戒命作為總結。
I think his expectations can be summed up by two commandments.
第一条是大诫命，你要尽心、尽性、尽意、尽力爱主你的神，同埋你要爱邻如己。
The first is the greatest commandment: love the Lord your God with all your heart and all your mind and all your soul and all your strength, and love your neighbor as yourself.
第二条呢是大使命，你们要去。使万民作我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗，凡我所吩咐你的，都教导他们遵守。
The second is the Great Commission: Go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey all that I have commanded you.
咁今日咧，就让我哋用耶稣吩咐嘅大使命嚟思考，我哋应该点样？怎样看神给我们的任务
Today, let's explore the mission that God gave us through the lens of the Great Commission.
大使命说你们要去使万民作我的门徒
The Great Commission says, Go and make disciples of all nations.
这个是每一个门徒的使命
This is the mission for every Christian.
咁既然我哋系基督徒，意思即系耶稣嘅门徒咧，咁呢个就系佢俾你嘅任务啦。
And because we are followers of Christ, this is the task given to us.
呢个任务佢俾咗我哋两个指示去实现嘅。
There are two instructions to this mission.
第一个指示就系我哋今日做嘅仪式洗礼。
The first is what we've done today, baptism.
耶稣吩咐。使人作佢嘅门徒，我哋要奉父子圣灵嘅名给他们施洗。
Jesus instructs that we baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit。
咁嘅话，咁我哋今日替新袍做咗洗礼，咁系咪就即系完成咗我哋呢个任务咧
？And so, since we've already baptized our new members today, does that mean that we've completed our mission？
当然唔系啦。
Of course not。
因为浸礼。是一个起点。
Because baptism is just the starting point.
浸礼就好似一个婚礼咁。
Baptism is like a wedding.
是一个婚礼，新娘同新郎做两样嘢。
And at a wedding, the bride and the groom do two things.
第一是宣告佢哋彼此嘅承诺。
They declare their commitment to each other.
第二样咧，系喺众人面前宣告佢哋即将开始人生新嘅一页。
And they declare in front of witnesses that they will begin a new life together.
咁我相信我哋当中结咗婚嘅弟兄姊妹都唔会咁讲嘅。啊，我结咗婚啦，收得工啦。
I believe the couples amongst us won't say, "Oh, now that I've put a ring on it, we're done, we're finished."
如果你真的听到有朋友这样讲的话，那我想我们会跟他们有个认真的即是认真的跟他们谈一谈。
If we heard our friends say that, we'd sit them down and have a serious talk.
那所以洗礼和婚礼是很相似的。
So baptism and wedding are very similar.
在哥罗西书二章十二节教导我们受洗的意义。
Colossians chapter 2 verse 12 teaches us the meaning of baptism.
佢你们既受洗与基督一同埋葬，也就在此礼上跟他一同复活。
For you were buried with Christ when you were baptized, and with him you were raised to new life.
所以受洗就是代表重生的开始。
So baptism symbolizes a new beginning.
好像一个婚礼一样有承诺。
Like a wedding, there is a commitment.
我们宣告我们选择跟从耶稣。
We declare that we will follow Jesus.
好像刚才我们唱的那样，我已经决定我已经决定跟随主耶稣。
Just like we have said, I have decided to follow Jesus.
亦都是宣告生命新一页的开始。
It is also to declare a new beginning.
跟主耶稣基督同行的新生命。
And to follow Jesus in this new life.
从圣经的记载，洗礼是信的起点。
In the Bible, it is written, baptism is where the faith starts.
因为在经文里面我们看到人信而受洗。
Because in the Bible, we see people believe and then they become baptized.
譬如在《使徒行传》第八章，当埃塞俄比亚的太监读以赛亚书的时候，圣灵引导腓利去用这段经文和他传讲福音。
In Acts chapter 8, as an Ethiopian eunuch was reading from the Bible of Isaiah, the Holy Spirit led Philip to use this.
太监听完就立刻说，看啊，这里有水，有什么能阻止我受洗呢？
Upon hearing it, the eunuch immediately said, Look, here is water. What can stand in the way of my being baptized?
在第十章，在罗马百夫长哥尼流的家里面，
And in Acts 10, in the home of Cornelius.
当时彼得传讲福音。
At the time, Peter was speaking.
他讲紧圣灵就降在一切听到的人身上。
And the Holy Spirit descended on all.
彼得就吩咐他们受洗。
And Peter ordered them to be baptized.
还有在第16章，保罗和西拉获救出监。
And in Acts 16, when Paul and Silas were rescued,
他们同狱警传讲福音。
They shared the gospel with the jailer.
当狱警同他家人相信主耶稣，他们就又是立刻受洗了。
And when the jailer and his household believed, they were all baptized.
所以从圣经的记载，受洗往往是信的起点。
So the starting point of faith is always baptism.
而悔改同受洗或者信同受洗是不会分开的。
And you cannot separate repentance, baptism, and belief.
所以如果我们当中是有信耶稣基督的弟兄姊妹但是又未受洗的呢？
So if there are those among us today who believe in Jesus but have not been baptized yet,
就正如 Kevin 牧师成日咁讲，点解未呢？
It is as Pastor Kevin used to say, why not?
我鼓励你，因为
I encourage you.
因为洗礼是主耶稣俾我哋门徒嘅吩咐。
Jesus commanded his disciples to be baptized.
咁你又会唔会考虑受洗呢？
Will you consider being baptized?
除了引导人信而受洗，耶稣还给了我们第二个指示。
Aside from being baptized, Jesus gave us another commandment.
凡我所吩咐你的，都要教导他们遵守。
Teaching them to obey all that I have commanded you.
如果洗礼是起点的话，教导就是使命的旅程。
Now, if baptism is the beginning, the start, then teaching is the journey.
神是想透过一群能培养门徒的门徒来拓展他的国度。
God designed his kingdom for discipleship.
Disciple making disciples. 所以耶稣不是只是吩咐牧师传道去教导。
So,Jesus didn't just ask the pastors to teach.
他不是只是叫主日学老师去教导。
He didn't just tell the Sunday school teachers to teach.
佢又唔係淨係叫有教導恩賜嘅人去教導。
And he didn't only ask those who have the gift of teaching to teach.
佢係吩咐所有佢嘅門徒去教導。
No, he commands all disciples to teach.
點解呢？
Why is that?
因為如果我哋只係依賴一小撮人，
Because if we only rely on a small group of people,
神的国度就冇可能，冇可能拓展噶啦。
God's kingdom cannot grow.
个重点唔系我哋培育到几多个门徒。
The importance isn't the number of disciples that we make,
而系我哋培育点样样嘅门徒。
But the kind of disciples that we raise up.
如果我就咁带十个人去信主耶稣，
If I lead 10 people to Jesus,
当神叫我翻天家，我只系影响咗呢十个生命。
When God calls me home, I would have only impacted on these 10 lives.
但系，
But
如果我唔单止系带佢哋去信耶稣，我仲教导佢哋，培育佢哋作为能够培育门徒嘅门徒。
But if I don't stop at believing, but I teach them and train them into disciple-making disciples,
咁佢哋就可以培育更加多嘅门徒，跟住嗰啲门徒又可以培育更加多嘅门徒。
Then these disciples will train more disciples, and those disciples will train even further disciples.
咁我哋就分工合作，一个门徒变两个，两个变四个，四个变八个，八个变十六个，一路咁倍增上去。
We divide and conquer. One disciple becomes two, two becomes four, and so on.
咁嘅话，当神叫我翻天家
，and so when God calls me home，
即使我似乎只系培育咗十个门徒
，even though it seems like I've only made 10 disciples，
但系因为我哋分工合作
，but because we worked together，
总共我哋会影响到嘅系1000个生命。
Altogether, we would have impacted 1,000 lives.
是一个百倍的收成。
That is a 100-fold harvest.
那大家是不是期望我们可以经历到这样的影响力呢？
Do we not all long to have this time of impact?
那既然主耶稣吩咐我们要教导的话，
And but since Jesus has commanded us to teach,
我们在哪里开始呢？
Where do we start?
有什么东西会成为我们的障碍呢？
And what will become our obstacle?
我想好多人一听到教导呢个词，就会感觉到有好大嘅责任感噶啦，令到你可能却步。
I'm sure when you hear the words teacher or teaching, you might feel a great sense of responsibility and falter.
啊，留翻俾啲有教导恩赐嘅人去教导啦。
Oh, I'll just leave it to those who have the gift of teaching.
但系我想鼓励大家去慢落嚟谂一谂。
But I want to encourage you all to pause and think.
其实我哋从来唔会有人话啊，我冇医治嘅恩赐，所以我唔可以为你祈祷噶。
We never say things like, "Oh, I don't have the gift of healing, so I can't pray for healing."
或者唔会话啊，我冇鼓励嘅恩赐嘅，我唔可以鼓励你嘅。
Or, "Oh, I don't have the gift of encouragement, so I can't encourage you."
既然系咁，如果我哋发觉我哋自己谂啊。我冇教导嘅恩赐嘅，我唔教得门徒。
If that is the case, if we ever find ourselves thinking, "Oh, I don't have the gift of teaching, I can't teach other disciples,"
咁呢个谂法可能就要有啲调节。
Then we may need to adjust our thinking.
当我哋属灵生命成长，会学到好多嘢。
When we grow in our spiritual lives, we will learn a lot of things.
例如点样祈祷
，For example, how to pray.
点样读圣经。
How to read the Bible?
怎样聆听圣灵的声音？
How to listen to the Holy Spirit's voice?
怎样敬拜？
How to worship?
怎样将我们的忧虑交托给上帝？
And how to give our worries to God?
怎样同耶稣同行？
How to walk with Jesus?
当我们能够将信仰实践在日常生活里面的时候，就能够成为耶稣基督
When we can practice this in our lives, we become witnesses to Jesus.
呢啲见证系有好大影响力噶。
And this is very impactful.
就好似新教，即係透過你平日嘅生活嘅言行，喺你嘅生活，喺你生命活出基督。
This is teaching by example, using your life to glorify Christ.
係，可能喺講台上面教導需要教導恩賜。
Yes, you may need the gift of teaching in order to teach from the pulpit.
但係新教呢？
But teaching by example?
唔係，其實就係睇你點樣樣活出你嘅新生命呢？
Isn't this simply a product of you living out your faith?
所以我之前就話啦，教導就係大使命嘅旅程。
This is why teaching is the journey of the Great Commission.
你一路活，一路教你身邊嘅信徒。
You live out your teaching to your fellow brothers and sisters.
所以弟兄姊妹，我鼓勵你。
Dear brothers and sisters, I want to encourage you.
你可唔可以留意你身邊有邊個你可以培育嘅咧？
Look around you, is there someone that you could train as a disciple?
只是一個人，有沒有誰呢？
A single person, who could that be?
如果你是學生，
If you're a student,
有沒有可能是你的同學呢？
Could it be your school friend?
譬如一起去學習怎樣祈禱，將憂慮交託給神呢？
Could you pray together and give your worries to God?
如果你是上班的，有沒有可能是一個同事呢？
If you're working, could it be a work colleague?
譬如一起去學習怎樣讀經。
Could you learn to read the Bible together?
在座的家長，我知道不容易的，但是有沒有可能就是你的子女呢？
And to our parents, and I know it's not easy, but could it be your own children?
譬如在家裡一起去學習怎樣聆聽順服聖靈的聲音呢？
Could you learn to listen together and obey the Spirit's voice?
甚至弟兄姊妹，有冇可能你就係同我哋今日嘅新抱新會友同行嘅嗰一位咧？
Or could you be the person who journeys with our newest members today?
今日我個信息我叫做任務成功任務完成呢個咧係一個反問嚟嘅，當然。
I titled this message today, Mission Complete, but of course it's a rhetorical question.
耶稣好清楚俾咗我哋一个持续嘅使命。
The mission Jesus gave us is clearly an ongoing mission.
正如保罗所写，活着就是基督。
As Paul wrote, to live is Christ.
我哋期望有一日听到佢同我哋讲，做得好，又良善又忠心嘅仆人。
We look forward to the day that we get to hear him say, Well done, good and faithful servant.
如今我们每一日活着，活着都是基督。
But as for now, each day we live, to live is Christ.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，特别是今天的新抱。
Dear brothers and sisters, especially our newest members.
愿你献上你的一生为基督而活。
May you be encouraged to live your life for Christ.
实践主俾你嘅使命。
For the mission that he has given you.
Amen.
Amen.